Chapter 5, Devotional 18. Have you washed any feet lately? We need servant leaders. John chapter 13, verses 12 through 15, it says, When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. But now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. The scene is etched in my mind. I stood in front of a room filled with presidents, CEOs, CFOs, and industry executives at a popular Houston professional networking group. My talk was entitled, A Call to Action, Leading with a Servant Leader's Heart. My message touched on the following points. The excess and turmoil of the last two decades in the corporate world. The role that selfishness, greed, lust for power, control and wealth, pride and arrogance, contempt and disdain for others played in these situations. And the critical need for a new brand of leader, servant leaders. I continued by stressing that we need true servant leaders who lead like Jesus. Leaders who do the following. First, lead from the heart. Second, make personal sacrifices for the welfare and benefit of others. Third, are very humble, self-effacing, generous, loving, and compassionate in their relationships and interaction with others. At a critical moment in the message, I approached the audience and said, Jesus gave us an example of this type of leader at the Last Supper. As I spoke these words, I knelt down on one knee and reached out to one of the attendees with open arms and asked her, May I wash your feet? As I stood and looked around the room into the faces of the audience, I posed the question, As leaders, whose feet have you washed lately? The astonished look on their faces was easy to read and showed that they were failing in terms of serving others. Child of God, I now ask you, whose feet have you washed lately? Lord, thank you for washing the sin away from my life. Thank you for bathing me in your love and grace. Continue to wash me on the inside and outside until I am pleasing in your sight. Teach me to lead and serve others with a clean and pure heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.